This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Monday, June 29th, 2026. Yes.
Monday.
Yeah.
It turns you down in the headphones for a second.
Oh, turn me down in the headphones? Getting the reverberation. What is reverb short for?
Reverberator?
Reverberation.
Yeah. Where's my reverberator?
We are youth of nation. I hated that song. Now that we don't, I tell you,
watch it come back now.
What a drown. I don't know. Just like
we is.
We ain't gonna mount to not a damn thing. It's just such a kind of song. I like Payable on Death though. I do.
Was that what it means?
POD. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. They were a Christian band.
You're
right?
Not a fan.
I'm actually not. I hate them.
You know,
I hate them so much.
The members of Suicidal Tendencies are all still alive. How about that? I think. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
They were actually on the TV show that I worked on. That was wild.
I hate the fact that Kobe Dick had a name everybody remembered, and he wanted to change it to some convoluted hard name.
God, what was that now?
Cowboy Dick.
What? It don't matter. I don't think that was it.
Now, that's what killed Roy Rogers, actually.
That's what it was. How'd you know it?
Everything's going country.
Way over. He's gone country. He's got a cowboy. Hey, Jones.
No one gets sidetracked.
Yeah, I know. It's easy, ain't it?
Yeah. You don't have a paper towel or anything like that, do you?
Why, do I have something on my face?
No, I'm worried about me.
Oh.
Do you need one?
I just asked, just, you know.
Did the Mexicans steal them the other day?
I'll go get you
now, they would laugh at that joke. They really would. We had a good conversation about racial tension in America. It was fun. I mean, it really was. Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, oh God. Well, Paige.
I'm going to go to the women's bathroom.
Yeah, they're on the counter.
Good. We're going to talk crap about you now. He must be like snotting like a sieve.
I don't know.
He had to
what
leave.
He still is.
2 minutes into the show.
I think it's the cowboy remark.
I bet it's a safety wipe is what it is. You said the thing about Cowboy D.
Yeah.
And he laughed and maybe he like drew a little mud. Maybe even do a little safety
got
wipe.
Road.
Remember that song
safety
by Men Without Hats, right?
Safety dance.
You can wipe if you want to.
But I will shoot
you. Wipe your big behind. Oh, my God.
Dan.
Is this how Dan does it?
Dan, please.
He's got to warm up somehow.
He's
right?
Got to listen
wipe
to the
wipe your big behind.
Man,
wow.
They got such a nice bathroom.
Oh, the women?
Why do you say? It's the same as yours, right?
No, no, like you have like decorations on the counter.
Dude, what
plus
kind?
There's not piss everywhere.
Of course not. I don't think
he's here yet.
Hey,
not
yet. Sorry, boy.
What?
Please.
She did it first, though.
What, they got like potpourri and stuff?
Yeah, there's like some kind of basket or some kind of little.
You have.
We don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, it was probably in there and dude stole it. Like,
somebody took it home to their house.
We are all equally evil. Women are like.
You're going to say retarded.
Seductive and, you know, can use whatever to get what they want, whether it be those puppy doll guys or them.
I've left my
big
makeup.
Button smile.
My makeup in there for weeks and nobody cares.
You know what? Go in ours and look. I give you permission. Just go in ours and look. Just throw the door open and, you know, you will not be impressed.
You want to?
Yeah.
I'll run her down there.
Please.
All right.
I'll score her so she won't get in trouble for sexual harassment. Now you can talk crap about us.
Not like anybody's going to care if she goes in there by herself, right? All right. They're down the hall. Our bathroom really is like nothing in there at all. You might have like a couple things on the counter, but you go in the women's bathroom, A, doesn't smell bad at all. B, you got nice little decorations. You got a basket full of potpourri, I guess, whatever, doesn't smell or anything. But you have stalls too. You don't have urinals. Why didn't I have urinals? Maybe they should have urinals too.
Why is your bathroom so wet?
What did I just say?
You got like
because it's excited to see you.
You need to call a plumber.
It's excited to
see
you.
We just went out there and made out.
I just made two great jokes back to back because you two wouldn't stop and then nobody heard them.
Oh.
Because we wouldn't stop?
You wouldn't stop talking. I was being funny.
Oh. Oh, when we walked out?
Just when you walked back in.
Oh, well, say them again.
It's gone now.
No.
Moment's gone.
He's being like a woman.
I was going to say, you remind me of my mother.
I was going to say, right
there, Matthew, I made a good joke and you missed it.
No,
up.
I'm not going
to. I ain't doing it again.
Nope.
You ought to listen.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Done it the first time.
Your buddy here said, Matthew, why is the bathroom so wet? And I said, because it's excited to see you. And neither one of you listened.
Dang it. That is
damn.
Good.
Damn.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You for that
was great.
It's like we're on an 8-second delay.
Yeah. That's why I couldn't be a comedian. I'd stop the show and say, did you not just hear what I just said?
I know. I'd be the same way. Like, if I thought I had like a really solid joke, like the one I had the other day, we never got to that, by the way, I would be like, man, I worked hard on this one. Y'all didn't even like snicker. Like,
I'd have walked off.
What's it bring? I know. I'd be the guy who like gets his feelings hurt and just walk off stage. This storm of those. Oh, it's a bit. He'll be back. He's going to do an encore. It's like, nope. On the way back.
Oh, this song.
I don't engage with the crowd either.
Listen to this one.
Not doing
that. Song's been on 3 minutes now, and she just finally figured it out. Safety dance playing in the background. Almost over. She's like, oh, the song. She's on 80-second delay.
It's like ADD.
ADD.
Boy.
Oh, you tell us a short one. That's what
yeah.
you said.
Yeah.
I didn't. Get I'm not. I'm not shaming anyone.
Hey, do you want to hit this paper towel?
Oh, thank you.
Hit it up.
These are. Oh, I hate these kinds.
Yeah,
those are like the.
You got the corporate rags there, buddy.
Listen to the texture. Like this is a paper towel for your face.
I wouldn't put that on my face.
Wait,
well, I gotta put it on my nose.
Don't feel as good on your ass either.
Mm-mm.
And on your, you know.
Your boo boo.
On your fun ass zones.
Yeah. Cooter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is how it ends,
like,
folks.
We've been on 7 minutes, and that's two from her already.
I feel like if anybody could get away with it, it's
yeah,
probably her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's dropped some. She's dropped. I can't. It's weird. I can say the first part. Now, she said bitch tease one time.
No, I got in trouble for that one.
And then you also said GD one time.
She
talking about Abe Vigoda being such a good actor. I was like, my gosh, pick a better adjective. And why is that an adjective, by the way? It's a verb, is it not?
I remember what she said Friday.
We use it as an adjective.
What did you say Friday?
We were talking to, might be able to allude to it. We were talking to Felipe about the table.
Yeah.
And then we said, look at the table. What does it look like? And then you said, I'm up here at the top. And
right.
She said, you're up here at the DH. But she said it.
I know. Somebody threw a Airbnb key at her when she said that.
She gets so wild.
It's those makeup people.
I did have a wild weekend, I'm telling you.
Oh, what happened?
Went to the mountains.
Why? You look at me like I should know.
No, it wasn't really. It was like, okay, I worked. Yeah. Then I drove up to the mountains that night. Then I got up early in the morning.
Did you go streaking?
I wish. I haven't skinny.
Well, whoever's got to clean that toilet hopes you didn't.
I was streaking.
I already got in trouble for that, and I didn't do it. I told you what happened over the winter. I got blamed for pooping in the...
No, I do not remember this story.
Oh, tell it again, Sam. It's good.
I got a phone call from one of my beloved family members, very angry at me because I stay up there in the wintertime and there's no toilets, and because we shut it down.
Which
we have
a camping toilet,
so don't think I'm crazy.
What does that mean, though?
It means you go outside and you rough it like you're camping.
But you're
but you're in a house. Okay, well, forget that.
Get one of them Home Depot buckets for $5 on the way out the door.
It's kind of like that, you know.
Put it over in the corner of the room.
But we're like best friends, and we don't care.
Watch each other go.
Yeah.
No, we don't. So I got a call. That's one of my cousins accused me of doing that, like leaving big turds in the bathroom.
Three. All right, turn her mic off.
Big, very big.
Did she drive herself in today, guys?
Big brown trout.
I didn't do that. God. And I asked Jenny and Tina, I said, I don't want to be rude, but will you please tell me if you flushed the toilet or not? Because we weren't supposed to use it. We were up there, you know.
But there was no water, so you mean who took a poo and forgot the water was turned off?
You got to turn around just to get
like that time someone did that in our trailer at the...
that part.
Oh, it was gnarly, too.
28-hour broadcast.
Well, apparently that's what happened up there. My cousin was really upset and blamed it on me. But we didn't do it.
This is just me. Like, you know, I would be like, look, I pay a lot of the bill up here. If I want to leave a loaf on the front porch...
That
I will.
Part.
And if you want to be a bitch, come up here and say something about it.
Yeah. Wrap them one up for Christmas.
No.
In a box.
No, I assure you, I'm potty trained, and I never would have done that. But
Mister.
But when it's cold up
Christmas
there.
Christmas poo.
And we have, my friend has huskies, and they love the cold. Dogs.
Fat kid jeans. I wore those, fat Paige. Kids.
Thought that's what kids called nuts now.
I know. When I heard Washington named their football team after the brand of jeans I wore as a kid, I was like, wow, I'm a fan.
Props. You've made it.
Husky.
You know your
He's
favorite
a husky
friend.
Boy, heavy set.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. So this weekend was fun.
Let me get that Red Bull from you, though. You don't need any
more. Did you find out who laid the loaf?
Yeah, it's a mystery that will continue on for the rest of my life.
I want to get on your level. Freaking Stone Cold me right now.
Okay.
There we go.
I think a bear
Red
broke
Bull
in.
Just got all over the...
It did. It just splashed.
You got to rock the table. Hold on.
Go ahead.
So it was dumb.
Oh, what?
It wasn't going to be as good as you two cheering about having Red Bull again.
Do you want one?
You got another one?
Okay. Hell no.
Yes, for later.
That would kill me instantly.
Hey, just a 2-for-9 deal. It used to be 2-for-7.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot what store I bought it from. But.
So anyway, you go to the house.
Yeah. So I work Friday, got off, and drove up to the mountains.
Driving up there? Or the way you got there? I see. Go ahead.
Drove up there.
Right.
And then, I didn't have to potty. And then,
what I meant.
And then... in the morning I left, but I took my dogs because my dog, the Eva, was mean to this other female dog. Like, she was very aggressive.
Old bitch dog.
She's being a bitch.
Yeah, you can say that.
So my friends are like, are you mad? You just took off. And I go, no, I had to go to work. I'm not mad. I'll bring the dog back. And then I came back that night, and it was fun. And I left in the morning again.
What did I miss?
I don't know. Where's the hell of a weekend at? I mean, this sounds like you went up there for like 4 or 5 hours and slept.
Basically, but it was fun. I had a good time.
I'm glad.
We're thinking like, you know, something happened up there. Maybe it was like some whole GB
saw
situation.
A Sasquatch. Someone was peeking through your window.
Something.
No naked swimming to the dock.
Bear broke in, took a crap in the toilet, or you know, you got.
We don't have bears. Go. Hey, that's what happened. The bear did it.
You should tell
them. A potty trained bear.
My honey's clean. That's what it is. That's probably where that commercial came from.
It did.
Little cub went there and took a dump.
It came and made a sandwich.
Get out of there, Pete Crow Armstrong.
You took a dump in Paige's bathroom, little bear.
It's not Pete Crow, it's me, Andre Dawson, the Hulk. Today you call me a Hulking. Because I'm taking a hockey in your cabin.
But I heard that there's like a 7-foot water snake that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. I was left in the toilet, I heard.
That's why you went up there. I'm going to save this snake.
I think I'll get swimming bottomless today.
I think I've seen the biggest snake in your lake. And I said, well, why didn't you kill it? If it's...
see if I can catch him in my mouth.
Mm. No hands.
I mean, if it's venomous, definitely.
But yeah.
If it's a black snake, leave it alone. Water snakes are okay, but sometimes...
That's right. You don't mess with snakes, Paige. You hate them.
Do you think anybody's ever tried... They may have to look this up. To smoke venom. Like dip your joint
in venom. Remember the time that I was at...
Castle.
No.
Hang on.
I was Summers, and... You know, I don't like to talk about it. There was a time in my life when I smoked marijuana, and this dude pulled out this thing, and I was like, boy, that is some skunky stuff. It's already pre-rolled.
Oh,
he's like, I forgot what it's called. You hardcore drug users out there, text in.
It's let us know.
You dip it in formaldehyde and let the formaldehyde soak into the rolling paper.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And I forget what it's called. It's like, no, sir, no.
Which can be easy to get.
I don't even know how you get formaldehyde.
You got to know somebody, right?
You got to like know a mortician or someone whose family always owns a funeral home. By the way, support family-owned funeral homes.
Yeah, right? If you die today, go...
Tell your family, say, go somewhere that's owned by another family. Not a conglomeration, not a corporation. That's the problem with all the... I mean, I don't know why it's a problem, but it's just odd that like all the cemeteries in America are like owned by two companies, which is just, I mean, it's smart on one hand, because like in the future, like it'll probably just be land that they can sell. It's like, come to the Greenville catacombs.
Gold everywhere.
Can you imagine? That'd be scary.
That's what they did in Europe.
I looked up what it smells like.
Formaldehyde?
Oh, yeah. So people describe it as a mix between sour vinegar and pickles. And you're dipping your reefers in this.
Yes, yeah.
You'd be joining that in, huh?
I wouldn't do it. Toad venom is often consumed by smoking because that's like a DMT.
Oh, yeah, you're licking the toad, like on the backside, right?
Yeah, well, it's collected and then dried into crystalline form.
Mm. The only thing.
So when your dad says he's a scientist,
don't believe him.
He might be in there with the Pyrex.
I was watching. Dang it, one of these National Geographic, how they make drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy in Tennessee is just shaking a plastic bottle, and he's like, you probably need to do this for, like, you know, they disguise their voice. I'll shake this bottle for like 4 or 5 hours to make meth.
I love the voice.
Okay.
He's just amazing. Doing that in the woods all day.
You can see the silhouette of him. You know.
It's just like Jesse Ventura, I guess, in that one. I sit in the woods and shake this bottle and make meth all day in Mexico. I hate America.
Man, God, you know what? I'm having the hardest time Googling this because I don't know how to spell formaldehyde.
I didn't either. I didn't come close.
I'm just going to try to hide.
I want to see.
Because he's like peeling off a battery and then he's...
Oh, that's close.
He puts the battery in the... It's a mess. You meth heads, you don't know what's in that stuff. Parts of a battery. That's why your face looks like a cheese
pizza. It's like I was... I don't know. I was going to say I was reading. It might have been a video. I don't remember.
You was just reading, right?
I came upon some information that said people doing Nas is like really on the movie. You know, not the rapper.
Oh, not the right Nas.
Nas. That's Nas, but Nas, you know.
Nas. Well,
that's on the stuff again.
It's expensive.
You should not smoke formaldehyde because it could cause cancer, according to this.
Well, that's ironic.
And leukemia.
That's something that preserves your body will also kill it. Well, I mean, hell. Well, I want to see what happens if you smoke blood. No, just kidding. It's called a fried joint. Or a French fry.
Oh, now
I thought a French fry was something with crack, though.
Why do people have to mess things up? Put things in it,
For this week only, it's a freedom joint. Thank you.
I think it's probably somebody that like got their weed from the same person forever, and it's always the same stuff. Oh, nasty. Man, I need something.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With Experience Beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Take me another level. Here, I've got a jar of formaldehyde.
Somebody
asked. Were they going around the house dipping it in various liquids?
Well, that's what I want to know. Somebody's got to text in the nastiest thing they dip their joints in.
Yeah. Oh. Put a dry rub on it, you know? Dip it in some chow chow, let it dry.
Like if you're of a certain lifestyle, would you stick it somewhere to get some flavor?
Have you ever smoked a joint out of a chitlin?
No, sir.
I didn't figure. I've eaten them before.
But you know, like if you go to a party and someone hands you a bong, you're not going to put your mouth on that.
What are you going to put on it?
Yeah, you do the cut with your hand. You make your hand at like 2 extra inches of the bong.
And everybody's put their mouth on it. Do you think you want to do that too? Because you'll get...
Legit question. Serious.
Say
that to all his ex-girlfriends.
If you're a female, I know you steam your parts. That's like a legit business. But if you, could you take a weed hit that way from a bong?
Oh, God. Could you boof? Well, like, that's not boofing. What is it called?
What is that?
Poofing?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could, but...
Could you front poof it? Could you coof it?
You would need it to go to your lungs, right?
What would happen, though, if you took it back there, but then it came out of your mouth?
Like a party trick.
It smells like a fart.
Okay.
That's weird.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is a perfect song for a Monday, and I guarantee most of you will be singing it by about lunchtime. At least the
Don't
chorus.
Talk to me today.
That's right.
I mean,
hey! Oh!
Sing along if you know the words.
Alarm ain't ring. Coffee cold ain't fix a thing. Stepped outside tired looking low. Knew right then it was gonna be one of those. Phone blowing up, boss online.
There you go.
Talking about we short, need you overtime. Man, I just got here. Let me breathe. Already got a headache. Don't start with me. Traffic's
show. Folks can't drive. 85. Everybody acting like they ain't got lives. I'm clenching teeth, gripping wheel. One more thing, it's gonna get real. I'm holding on by thread today. One wrong move, I might lose my way. Trying to keep calm, but it's slipping fast. Don't push me.
I don't like that part.
Dog.
Bruh.
I love that.
God, you had Paige till you start talking about the dog. And it's just, everybody in this mother.
She's a mean bitch.
God, I wish we could play it just because he gets into that part.
Oh, yeah.
This mother.
For those that are texting, it's by Hershey Cocaine Watson. That's who sings that song.
So good.
Hershey Cocaine Watson.
I can relate.
Just a legend of Motown.
Oh, yeah.
Sun Records, too.
Wow. No. I don't think it was that, but I hope he...
Enough mother.
I hope he... you know, there was talk that he was going to open for Morgan, but it didn't come together.
No. Man, that was... it was odd to see... Well, just the way the entrances were. Because his stage was set up in front of the hill.
Oh, did he run down the hill and run up? No way.
He ran down to Tiger Rag with his band down the hill.
They had their guitars in their hands and stuff?
Well, not just the band just ran on stage.
Can I pause it for a moment?
That's cool.
Ooh. Oh, it's a Monday. Playing with ya. In this mother. Girl. Everybody
in this mother.
Mailman. No.
He said the mailman, bruh.
Bruh.
Like he rhymed it with.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Bruh. I mean, that's probably why it said bruh now, because somebody needed something to rhyme with.
Bruh.
Gonna go get some druh with juh.
Bruh.
Get some druh with juh. Remember that? Juh. What's up, Juh?
What's up, Juh?
I just think we should shorten English anyway, so.
Shorten English? Just call it ing.
Ing.
I speak at ingy. Ingy, ingy.
Shorten sentences.
It was.
Thank you. That was good.
I didn't. It's very Well, you'll hear it again. I've used it twice today because I said, "Fat boy, if you're gonna edit this that much, I want to use it."
Well, I've saved it permanently, so
it's good. It should be a Monday classic.
Yeah, that's
that much work. Good. I mean, I haven't edited that much since you wanted to rejoin with "How Do You Want It?" How do you feel? Coming up, there's a honky in the casket. Let me get in the fast lane.
For real. Well, tell me how you want it.
Yeah. I said, do you want me to edit out the part where it says hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed with hydraulics? And you're like, no.
No, that's fine. Hitting switches, you know. When they said hitting bitches, they didn't mean like slapping them. They were like hitting it. I'm going to hit this and hit that.
I think it might have been back then. Mm-hmm. Everybody was fair game to a bitch slap.
Yeah.
No, I didn't go to the concert.
No, I didn't either.
But I saw videos of...
So there's a lot of people.
It's not really tarped off as far as the stage was set up. So Ronnie Dunn is walking down the stadium like in front of everybody. And he's kind of playing to the crowd, you know?
What do you mean? Like, obviously his back's got to be to some people performing at some point, right? Were they in the – they wasn't in the round, right? They had a stage zone?
It was, again, for the second effing time. It was in front of the hill.
Give him a chance. Let him talk.
I know he ran down the hill. I didn't know that he ran like down the hill and then immediately up on stage.
Well,
good thing he didn't fall and tumble. That'd be terrible.
Well, he did the whole bus thing. As far as Ronnie Dunn goes, I don't know why he was walking because it's not tarped off.
Yeah.
You can see around the sides.
Damn.
So he's just walking down the side where you can see him, and everybody's kind of, you know, clapping, waving at him, and like, well, that kind of ruins you going on stage, like, that initial, hey, there's Ronnie Dunn.
Yeah. Like, so, yeah.
Ronnie Dunn.
Those videos online when you see, yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah. But that would have been the night I would have thought to go.
Did they run out of alcohol this time? Has there been that was my main concern. That's why I didn't go, actually.
I have not heard about the alcohol, but I heard the traffic going out was pretty smooth.
I was gonna say, like, they're seeing the money that they can draw with concerts here.
Yeah.
And I really think Bank of America Stadium, like, I mean, I'm saying around this area. Yeah. I realize there's been stadium tours.
You didn't hide a booby bottle in or anything, you know?
A what?
Booby bottle of liquor.
I'm sure somebody snuck some stuff in.
Oh, Lord. Gosh. You have a party ball of Budweiser right now. Two of them, in fact.
Party balls.
Two of them party balls.
Tap that thing.
But you knew, like, okay, this is another big old income thing. Like, screw playing golf in a football stadium. Let's have concerts. And then, so working with the law and everybody, they're going to make sure it's smooth. Your first one's going to suck, but it ain't their first one. Like, freaking U2 played Death Valley. Rolling Stones, I saw Pink Floyd there. Division Bell tour.
Rage was there.
Come with it now.
I'm not going to be able to find it, but.
There had to have been something that happened that caused them to freeze that for a little while. You know what I mean? Like. Some kind of insurance kind of thing.
I don't know what...
They were killing it. And they wouldn't book crap at Little John.
No, which they should. Because they're saying this pumps a lot of money into the athletics department. Like,
to the city.
Well, yeah, but they get like a big cut just to rent out Death Valley.
I know somebody who owns a restaurant in downtown Greenville. What's his name?
Terry, Doug, Bob.
It's a girl. And
Terry.
God, why can I not think of it now? I'm on the guy's... Dude Perfect. I was going to say, the guys that threw ping pong balls and did weird beer pong during COVID, they were at the Well. And apparently, like, downtown was just full of kids wanting to eat.
Come on in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
I'm hungry.
Like, yeah.
With your parents' permission.
So there, a lot of people were making pictures of, hey, look, Morgan Wallen came in, and then Instagram will tell you if it's made with AI. If any part of the picture is made with AI, and it did a bunch of them that way.
I don't think you can use someone like that.
How? What were they changing about? See if Morgan, I can find them. They're trying to make it look like they had better seats.
No, like he came into their business.
Wow.
Is there a block on it? Because I know you can't use certain images of people. I can't use most of the stuff that I do is with Halloween costumes.
Hang on a second. Let me turn this thing. So okay, this here.
None of his YouTube videos.
Copywritten stuff.
That looks real, right? Like Morgan Wallen is sitting in a chair getting his hair cut.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's marked as, you know, this could have been made with AI on Instagram.
Are people on there calling shenanigans?
Uh-huh. Well, I think there are a couple people, but I think they always do that. Most people were like, oh, that's cool. You know, we came by or whatever.
When I say shenanigans, I'm not talking about the nightclub from Days of Our Lives, by the way.
But, you know, the naysayers are like, oh, they'll say, you know, but they always say that. But it really was. It says right here, up under the tag, it says AI info. Then you tap that, and it tells you, you know, this picture cannot be real, or you know, portions of this picture could be faked.
Wow.
But it looks real. Now, what caught my attention is I saw that somebody had put him in Liberty High School talking to kids. I'm like, A, it's summer, nobody's going to be there, and B, this looks real, like he was actually there.
God.
But that's when it started tipping me
off.
You
know what's like, crazy? Okay. Like, what if he went and got a haircut there, and they got video of it? Is it a video or just a picture?
That's just a picture.
Okay, because I was going to say video would be much harder to do, but if it's a picture, like, what if he was, and then they're like, God, look at all the hair on the floor, though. Can we... send that to Paige. Get her to take all the hair off the floor. Not like, I'm not, that's not like referring to your.
You don't want, not waxing, but.
No, really. Yeah, like take the AI and get the, and then it's like, oh no, it's fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you took your wedding pictures and said, oh God, look at the that dark cloud in the background over the bride's head. That sucks.
You couldn't afford to go there. It's not real.
Let's take that off. And then I'll say, like, made with AI. You're not really married.
Your whole life's a sham.
That dress wasn't really white. You shouldn't have been wearing white anyway.
I did see somebody get really mad that they couldn't sell their tickets. And they're like, well, I'm out, you know, $800 now.
I mean, so
guess what?
Yeah, you.
You should have went.
Did you? Was it like a last minute thing? I mean,
they tried for the last week to sell them, and
somebody was buying. It not the hot ticket? I mean, it was packed, right?
Yeah,
videos I saw were packed.
It was had to have been sold out. Now I think more people than Georgia because of the way the stage was set up.
Yeah,
I'm thinking. But yeah, I guess people are like, you know what? I'll pay this much, and a lot of lowball offers. But, you know, person wanted full price. And, like, the last week of, you know, you got no leverage, really.
Are they through Ticketmaster?
I think so, because they released tickets, Saturday tickets on Saturday. That, you know, we released extra tickets for. Oh. And they were still ridiculous, but, you know.
God. I always thought when they would release extra tickets, like, is that their way of saying they're not selling good? And they capped it and said, okay, if we start selling more, we'll release more tickets. Because they can change the setup, you know, to open up 250 more tickets. They're going to do
it. Yeah, it's got to be. They're like, these people will sit anywhere, right? Let's just open up behind the stage.
Yeah.
And they'll sit there.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked, and switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Two.
Could you hear from your house?
I couldn't. Oh, but really? The docks are packed.
Oh, wow.
People trying to go in the water to watch.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give him credit because he is a Tennessee fan, so it's probably hard for him to come down to the, you know, Tiger Rag and the Hill. Yeah. But he plays the part, man, when he plays these stadiums.
What if they sold like limited edition, like Morgan Wallen Clemson shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff's everywhere.
Smart. Smart.
They were, I don't know if they sold it at his merch trailer or whatever, but they were hitting that.
I heard hard. He actually did. I'll slap everybody in this MF as a encore.
He on should have.
Saturday night is what I heard. Wow.
Look at that. Packed.
Packed.
Put more stuff around here.
God, please. I mean, hell, every weekend there's a to-do of some kind. It's wild.
I mean, come on.
It's wild. We used to have to drive to Atlanta or Charlotte. Guess what? They drive here now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because, hell, I hate driving in Atlanta, and some of them roads in Charlotte are some days are one way, some days are not.
Yeah, they could remember change
I,
it, too.
I drove down Smith.
Yeah.
That day, the wrong damn direction.
Yeah, but like, you didn't know it until they changed it.
I was like, last time I drove here, it was this direction. It's like, no, it's it fluctuates. I'm like, what if you're going this way and then it fluctuates to go this way? Are you running into head-on traffic?
It's like dynamic pricing. I saw it change before my eyes over the weekend.
At Walmart?
Yeah.
Did it go up or down?
It went down.
Nice. But you have to run to the, you have to run to the register, though, right?
I feel like you have to. Or like, we'll jack it back up on you.
I think that's the way they're integrating their app into it, because I was in Walmart one time. This is a couple months ago. Nothing was priced on the shelf.
God.
Like, nothing. So I asked the attendant. I was like, how much is this? She's like, just pull out the app and scan it.
That's all
like,
they do.
I was like, I ain't got that.
That's why I don't, like, if you go to, like, a Home Depot or a Lowe's, you ask somebody where it's at. They're just looking at the website.
Yeah.
I'd rather go find it myself.
Eventually, it's going to be a robot wearing a little orange apron. Can I help you?
You see the robot in China that kicked the kid?
Oh, yeah.
During the
crime. Freaking roundhouse. Right in the gut.
Yeah. He sold it, too.
He's crazy.
Little Chinese kid.
Paige, before you slap everybody in this MF-er, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, I got to tell you something you've been doing your whole life, maybe, is really bad for you. And it's something your mama tells you to do.
So, you know what? My eyesight is getting worse. The longer I go.
Is that what it
is? That scared me just then. Is that a sound effect?
Did you squeak? Did you
set, that was a rule.
Did you set up?
I'm going to have to change this mic out now, to be honest.
And the underwear. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and I don't know if you had a mother like mine, but my mother would always say, put your shoulders back and suck your stomach in.
I thought you were talking about big jugs. I'm like, yeah, I got one of those. I think all our moms were hung in the Hooters.
Curvy.
Yeah.
It just really were.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, Paige, I don't remember your mother's breast, and that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Cowboy, I've never had the honor.
No.
She's very sweet.
And I wasn't breastfed either, so.
That's what the problem is. That's why you're obsessed with it.
If I were breastfed, those suckers would have been deflated.
That's probably why you watched that porn.
I do like to eat. Wow. Wow.
She couldn't believe the words just came out of her mouth.
Did you see that? I'll take it.
She just looked around like, whoa, where'd that come from?
What did I say?
I like how you said off there. You're like, do you think he was joking? He never would do that.
Oh, yeah.
He never would do such a thing like that.
He would never do that.
Oh. Okay, so let's go back to the story, shall we?
Oh!
Sucking in your stomach is bad for you.
Sucking in my stomach like you wanted it. Oh. Wanted it.
And I remember in ballet class, you can't stick your butt out and you can't. You got to hold your stomach in.
It's can't grow pubic hair either because it throws off your aerodynamics.
It just looks bad.
Or you can't
have
a period either.
Well, I'd hope not. Then that's disgusting.
Ooh. I mean, because gymnasts don't have them for like a year. And it stunts their puberty.
Yeah, Bart Connor went through that.
Yep.
I like how you love women's issues.
Well, look, trying to champion for you. And you look at these.
I love it.
Look at these
thank you.
Female gymnasts. They don't really start like developing until after they're done.
No, and a lot of them like. I was watching some show and they had some former Olympian from like the early 2000s and she's like 40 something now. I was like, God, she's still like a little girl.
Oh, who
was very petite.
She had a. Well, I can actually look it up. I don't want to publicly say the show I was watching because I'm embarrassed. Not embarrassed. It's that Anthony Davis prank show.
Oh, well.
It wasn't that bad. It was cool.
Yeah. I hate that he gets credit for it because, man, he's awful. Anthony Data Davis, you talking about?
Yeah.
Who's always hurt, but makes a ton of money. That unibrow too. That's why.
He looks like a
unibrow,
like a pharaoh, like an Egyptian. He does. You know what I mean?
Is he bald?
Like he looks like he could be like
bald with big eyebrows. A unibrow.
He's got six fingers.
Oh, yeah. He's a big, tall, dumb guy.
Yeah, three on each hand.
He's always hurt.
Oh, goodness. All right, so experts say holding your stomach in can create a chain of reaction throughout your body. It's also called ab gripping or hourglass syndrome.
So what is working the core?
I was thinking, like, wouldn't it you be, it's like doing Kegels, but for your abs, I would think.
Ab Kegels.
Well, ab Kegels.
Chris Kegel.
According to these experts, it's especially bad for women, but it can cause a whole host of negative issues. It can cause back, hip, jaw, or rib tension.
Jaw?
Mm-hmm. How does that? Like, I'm doing it now as best I can.
Pelvic My jaw doesn't hurt. Issues and pain in your ribs and chest. So therapists say the solution isn't more crunches. Instead, recommend learning to relax your abdominal muscles, improving your posture, and reminding yourself to hold in your stomach altogether and to stop doing that.
Can we get somebody who tells us what's good? Somebody to tell you no sit-ups, no crunches. Like, nobody can agree. Every trainer you have will tell you the last trainer was full of crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like doctors versus chiropractors, you know?
But I don't think you want to, you know, I think it's better to, well, I think if you're tight, it's not good to tense your muscles all the time.
Tight like a tiger.
But to stand relaxed with your knees a little bent. Otherwise, if you lock up, you're going to
pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the same as for your abs.
My last trainer faked his certifications.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't find out. They did a background check, like, after he got hired.
God.
And then I was, you know.
Who was it, Jack Roper?
I got an apology, but I didn't get offered any kind of free membership or nothing.
Is that right?
That's malpractice.
That was it.
Yeah, it was a guy.
Okay. Yep.
It was a guy.
I'm pitching those your eyes, like, guys' headlines.
Now.
It makes sense now because he said, look, we're going at your pace. So only do what you can do. I'm like, I can't do much.
Goodness.
Because I'm so big and fat.
And what were your...
Like, he did not motivate me or try to.
Did he have, like, unconventional kind of, you know, workout routines?
Well, a lot of was, hey, when you get here, I might not be here. Just go ahead and start, and I'll catch up with you. I'm like, God. Okay. And guess what? I cheated the whole thing.
You didn't do 15, you did 10.
Or, you know, I try to cut corners here or there. He's usually trying to talk.
He starts walking up. He's like, 14, 15.
Like, oh. All right, good. He was busy talking to some trim anyway, so.
Oh, really?
The gym trim?
Yeah, gym
trim.
I
like to call it.
Yeah. I see what you mean. It's like, want to go to the gym and get trimmed up.
He's GTF. That's
doesn't
what
mean what
about.
You think. Oh, the new one's coming out.
The what?
GTF 6.
Oh, it's going to cost 10 more bucks than the other one, too.
Dude, did you see? I'm talking about GTA before you text in. But they're doing, you know, because everything's digital now. People are like, oh, but we missed the box, like the cover art and all this stuff. So now when you buy the digital copy, they'll send you an empty box in the mail.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
kind of
cool, I guess.
That's kind of cool.
Collectors.
They don't like making the, they'll still make them with the drives, but they don't like doing that.
I tell you what, if you know, I know people that are in the albums and in vinyl, you know, that the sound's different and all that stuff, but... If they said, we're not making vinyl anymore, Strait of Hormuz is closed for vinyl, whatever. You know the people that collect albums would then say, okay, well, still send me an album cover in the mail.
They would.
Because they like the art.
How about a digital art copy, they'll say? Could you imagine how mad people would be at Israel if they closed the Strait down for that? They'd be so pissed.
For digital art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oil, vinyl, everything else.
Well, Gail, I mean, that's... Vinyl comes from oil.
Yep.
Wow.
Like a lot of stuff. Even our cooking oil, they're talking about.
So,
Earl.
And you know what's very odd about that? Most people that are really into vinyl drive electric cars.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
They do. And they're coming in from China, which will spy on you with their software.
Oh, of course. Why do you think they're making them so affordable?
And we'll let it, too. We'll let them in here.
And you think, like, even with Facebook, it's like, we want to make this website to allow you to share your lives with the world.
Bunch of junk.
And we're like, this is great. Thank you.
Zuckerberg, you stole the idea.
Giving us a website. He stole the idea from the CIA. Face Smash, wasn't that what it was originally called?
Yeah, I was going to say Winkle Boss.
Dude, the next day, he claimed the IP or the
whatever. Well, he's been working for him this whole time.
Well, he looks like he's a reptilian.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.